Fasten your chin strap and get ready for the snap. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
All right, let's start off hour number three of the Eric Ainge Show the right way. Caller number three right now at 656 wins. Caller number three at 656 wins is going to go home with two tickets to see Volbeat at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum. Volbeat. Those tickets just went on sale about 50 minutes ago at Ticketmaster.com and the Knoxville Coliseum box office. But caller number three right now at 656 WINS gets two tickets to see Volbeat Tuesday, April 14th. Doors open at 6. Show kicks off at 7. It'll be Volbeat with Clutch and the Picture Books. Wins the tickets. Jake, you're not eligible to win the tickets because you're on the air with us right now.
Man, I was already dialing.
I'm sorry.
You know who has been dialing?
I love.
Joe's been getting calls. Hey, heard it on the radio. Heard it on the radio. I'm pretty sure there's been at least one person that I know of called in and said, hey, is what Ainge said true?
Could it possibly could be
that,
true?
Is that real? I mean,
it's crazy, isn't it?
We said it on the radio, so it has to be true. There's literally laws that govern that. You're going to make people's payments for a year? Yeah, how do you even do that?
It's not that you don't have a payment until next year, although that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But we're going to make all of the payments for you so you don't have a payment till next year.
How can you do that?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
It's crazy. So we got all these cars at the end of the year, and we've got more cars coming.
You got four models too, right?
Yes, they're most popular models too. So it's not like it's not like on that $50,000 car that you've got one of, it's on the Sorento, the Optima, the Sportage, and the Sedona. I mean, those are four most popular cars.
I mean, you didn't have to look it up. I had to look it
up.
That's your job.
It's not on one trim level. It's on any of them. If it's sitting out there, you can do it.
That's cool, man.
That's cool. That's huge.
That's
even next level where it's not just, okay, well, it's the one base model that we've got over here. You're looking at the lot.
Yes. If it's sitting out there, you can do it.
That's amazing. What else was amazing was Monday night.
Yes.
Your LSU Tigers. Now, we anticipated that it was going to happen, but boy, what that had to feel good.
It wasn't fun there at the beginning, but it got more fun as it went along.
But you know what, though? Joe Burrow and the LSU Tiger offense, every time they needed to answer, they did.
Yeah.
Every time you're sitting there going, oh, man, this actually looks like it could run away for Clemson here early, Joe Burrow would throw a long touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Or, he'd find Jefferson or Moss for a 40-yard gain, and you're going, oh, okay. So, like, they answered the bell when
Moss
had to.
Moss had a huge game.
Yeah. Huge, huge game. He had the best play of the game, in my opinion. And they didn't give the ball to Edwards-Helaire enough early, in my opinion.
Still finished over 100 rushing yards.
Which was, it's because he's going to be incredible in the NFL. I think he's going to end up being better than Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yeah, he's gone, along with the rest of the offense.
did OBJ bother you? Was annoying, right? Yeah. Like, he's trying to make it about himself.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's an alumni. Should have, or not even alumni. I know he played there. Should have just, stayed out of the way. I mean, it.
He could graduate someday.
It's one of those situations where everybody's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Like, the security guard, according to people that were in the locker room, the security guard, not a police officer, but a security guard, he was being well overzealous. It was the same guy who was saying people smoking cigars are subject to arrest, and he was checking on liquids and other things with players, and then OBJ slapped him on the butt.
Yeah.
You also can't do that.
Yeah.
He just gave the guy a good game.
Maybe you just stand there and make sure the right people are coming in and out of the
doors.
You
stand at the door and that's it.
This security guard obviously has never been a part of a locker room because if there's ever a time it's okay for one grown man to slap another grown man on the butt, it's during a sporting event, and you just have to say something like attaboy or good game or something. But that's when it is socially acceptable to smash another man on the butt cheek.
See, why
with
couldn't Butch
palm?
Jones have gotten arrested when he smoked the cigar after the Alabama game? I mean,
We
had people call in that were legitimately mad that they hadn't done that.
I have a buddy who runs a security firm here in East Tennessee, Solid Ground Security Specialties.
Yeah, on with us on Mondays.
The owner was texting me the other day about this because they train on site armed and unarmed security guards, and then they provide them for events like that. There should have never been anybody inside the locker room. That guy was in somewhere where he should not have been. You're outside credentialing, checking people, making sure that but the actual celebration is, you know, it's not even acceptable for the players themselves to get their phones out and go live.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like, make an announcement now these days where it's like, hey, guys, phones out. If you want it, we're about to go live. Because then everyone knows, put the towel on.
Yeah.
Put the this away. You know, don't be smoking your cigar in the, you know, it's ridiculous.
I was wrong because I said Ed Orgeron will never win big at LSU.
Well, I don't think that many people would have disagreed with you at
he was in a show me. I mean, even for you as an LSU fan, and I will say this just so everyone listening hears too, you also root hard for the Tennessee Vols.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you live
absolutely.
Here, you love it. But,
season basketball tickets, I love Coach Barnes, there's a ball sign in my office.
But when they play LSU, obviously it's like my wife. My wife is a huge Tennessee fan in everything now, but she went to Auburn. So unless it's Tennessee Auburn, like when we went there and beat them a couple years ago,
I would even cheer for Coach Barnes over Will Wade because Will Wade's a crook. So
nice. So there you go. There you go. All right, Brian. How did we do?
Our
stuff.
We go back to our picks from last week, and I hate to report we all went 4-2. We didn't go 4-2, obviously, on the same things. Passing yards, Joe Burrow. Trounced Trevor Lawrence. We all said that he would. 463 to 234. Halftime lead, we all said LSU, and indeed it was the good Tigers, 28-17. Forces the first turnover. I missed this one because I said Clemson. LSU forced it. There was only one turnover in the game. It was late, but it was a Trevor Lawrence fumble. First team to score. Clemson scored first. Eric and Joel got that one. Jake, you and I missed it. Over under 69.5.
Well,
wow.
67. I was the only one that said under.
And remember when I did the math? Remember I did the math on it? And my math, like my score predicting math, was 68.
Yeah.
Why didn't I take the under?
You know, at one point, I thought, we're going to crush this. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be way over. But
yeah. And, well, after the first four possessions, I was like, it's going to be, I feel good on the under. Most penalties, LSU or Clemson. Clemson was penalized most, so I got that one. Jake, you got that one as well. Eric and Joel missed it. So we were all 4-2. So that's as anticlimactic as it can be for picking things. We will pick, though, the two championship games for this weekend. What do you think?
Ooh.
Titans, Chiefs.
Yeah, I think the Titans are going to the Super Bowl. You know, I know that it's going to be – you know, everybody's saying this has to happen. I just think the Titans are destined. It's a great story. I just feel good about it. I think, you know, if Tannehill can, you know, not make mistakes, maybe throw a couple touchdowns, Derrick Henry keeps going beast mode.
I mean, Tannehill's thrown 22 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions. In the red zone, Tannehill, that's where most of his touchdowns have come. 16 red zone touchdown passes, only 3 interceptions.
Nothing would make that guy right over there happier than to see the Titans in the Super Bowl.
I'm a Cowboys fan because I was a Cowboys fan before the Titans were a thing. But they're the state's team. I hope they win. I don't think that they will, but I've picked against them literally every week. But I'll say the same thing this week that I said last week. I don't expect them to win, but it would not surprise me if they did because this team has just been playing a special way going into this year. All right, 49ers and the Packers. We haven't seen a lot of the 49ers this year. We just see the big results that they win. The Packers with the known commodity in Aaron Rodgers, but doing it with a first-year head coach.
Yeah, you know, I had picked the 49ers to go out very early because I just felt like this may have been a team that was overhyped and they may get in there and just lose that first game. That's obviously not happened. You know, and so I think the 49ers are going to win.
Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to pick the 49ers to win, too. Here's the thing. I'm going to ride with the Titans. So I'm changing my earlier pick from the Chiefs to the Titans.
He's riding with the Titans.
I'm going to ride with the Titans. I really do believe that if they do what we've laid out, if they're capable of pulling it off, then they're capable of winning the football game, for sure. Again, if you can win up front, you can win, period. So I'm going to go with the Titans. I'm also, though, going to go with the 49ers. I think that Aaron Rodgers, he's been having to make crazy throws in every game to get to this point. I think Richard Sherman and the D line that they have, Bosa, my gosh. I mean, they have some just unblockable guys.
Aaron Rodgers is great. There is nobody, I think, that is easier to cheer against. Yeah. Even his family doesn't like him. I mean, I know family dynamics are tough, but I know his brother pretty well, and I don't know how you don't like that guy.
Yeah, you know, and I picked if you go pull my bracket out over here, I picked the Chiefs to win it all, but I'm going riding with Jason's Titans.
My Super Bowl was the 49ers and the Ravens. Obviously, that didn't work out with the Ravens, so I've got to stick with my pick. I said Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, tough to pick against, but I said at the beginning of the playoffs, I'm going 49ers.
I know you guys will appreciate this. We have a finance manager here, Bob Miller, who is he's from Baltimore.
Hey, Bob.
From Baltimore, biggest Baltimore Ravens fan in the world.
Oh, bummer. Yeah,
I mean, just wears all the. I mean, all the.
Does
the Baltimore
he caw at people?
I mean, so he.
Did you
he
know
leaves.
That they caw? Yeah.
Well, he didn't that night, but he left. He's like, I'm going to the Super Bowl if they go. It's in Miami. I've got a deposit on my. We sent him no less than 500 memes about how bad the Baltimore. I'm talking into the. To the early morning hours,
and I mean, rightfully
about,
so,
you know, the about the Baltimore Gavins, and I mean, just all kinds of stuff. I mean, we tore him apart.
That's unfortunate for him. You know, if you wear your fandom, though, you have to be ready.
Yes, yes,
you have to be ready. Jake, great special here.
Absolutely,
you're going to make people's payments for a year on Nukias.
Oh yeah, I mean, it would be good enough if there were no payments till next year. That's a full year, but you're getting more than that. If you, for example, if you finance this thing for 72 months, next year you're not going to have 72 payments left. You're going to have this year's worth less because we're going to make them for you. So pick out a Sorrento, a Sportage, a Sedona, or a Sorrento. We're going to make the payments for you. You won't have a payment until next year. I mean, this sounds like a furniture ad, like Rooms to Go or something.
Yeah.
I mean, this is for real. Pick it. If it's out there, we can do it.
Yeah, but their ad's just no payments until you're making.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not. People say, well, yeah, but what about the interest? You're not paying any extra interest. We're paying the payments for you. And again, it's not like we've got one of these sitting out there. It's not the most expensive model. It's not the base model. It's any of them. Pick it out. We'll do it.
And we said it on the radio, so it has to happen.
It has to happen.
We'll see you here through. You're doing that through January 31st.
Yeah, through the end of the month.
But if you're running that special, that means selection will start to dwindle probably about noon today because we've already had a couple people come in this morning.
This special is EA approved.
Boom. Jake. Baby, you heard it.
Jake, thanks so much. We appreciate you having us, as always.
Guys.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you,
man, dude.
And congrats on
your
Tigers.
Thank you.
That's Jake Bull. He's the head
pro here. I did find myself, as you know,
look at those shorts.
With his purple gloves on, I feel compelled to just throw things towards them. like maybe he would catch, like, I just, like you know, hey, Jake, can you catch this pin?
but his shorts
he caught it.
No,
oh, my God.
All right.
There you go.
All right, we'll come back to Rusty Wallace, Kia of Knoxville.
Why couldn't Zenon just have dropped it? I mean, guys drop balls all the time. If he just dropped it, everything would be different.
Yeah.
Everything would be different.
Maybe a new deal in the...
Imagine how intolerable I would be if I was the last quarterback to win a...
SEC championship?
SEC championship.
Probably not so good. I mean...
I think it would have been harder for Mike the Spaz Hamilton to... finally get his wish and get rid
now
of Philip Fulmer.
That's what would have been different.
That's what would have been
you
different.
You wouldn't be percentage
Gary Danielson wouldn't have got on the radio and said, you know, you can trace back this 10-year blah, blah, blah to the interception Eric Ainge threw in the SEC championship. Oh, I hired Derek Dooley. I fired Philip Fulmer. Come on. Please.
We'll talk Tennessee Vandy coming up as well.
I'm not that
powerful.
I'm not that
powerful. The Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Ainge Show. It's a Foo Friday on the Sports Animal on the EA Show. We're brought to you by Mortgage Investors Group, and we are live at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville, I-75 and Callahan Drive. And yes, no payments until 2021. Again, they're going to make the payments for you here at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville on the... let me give you the four models. I was going to try to do it off the top of my head.
Don't try to do it off the top of your head.
That wouldn't have been smart. What you get here is...
The Optima, the Sportage, the Sorento, or the Sedona, they're going to make every payment for you until 2021. Mm. It's not no payments until 2021. They're making them for you until 2021.
That's crazy, crazy deal. No money down, no money out of your pocket. You can just come get a brand new Kia with a 200,000-mile warranty and have no payments until 2021.
All right, we spent a lot of time talking about LSU. They lost Dave Aranda to Baylor. Odell Beckham was in the has been in the news. It's been a newsworthy week for the Tigers, but Dave Aranda going to Baylor as their head coach joins Joe Brady as jumping ship from that staff this year. And jumping ship's probably not the right phrase because they have both gotten bigger jobs.
Parlayed their success into better gigs than they currently had. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah.
I think it was Richard Branson said, train your employees so they can leave. Treat them right so they don't want to.
Yeah.
I believe that Ed Orgeron kind of has that going on right now at LSU. I mean, you almost have to remove everything you've ever known about Ed Orgeron because all of his lack of success and failures that he's had along the way for the different reasons, you got to give the Cajun man credit. He's learned from it and he's changed and therefore in a much better position now than he ever would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you get passed up being an interim once when you have – remember, because he had a lot of success at USC when he was the interim there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, well, not good enough to be a head coach again. Not good enough to be a head coach again. When I, you know he's had that list of when – if I become a head coach again, I'm going to do blank different. And I feel like he has. Now – here's the thing. He's got $2.5 million in D-coordinator salary.
To go get whoever he wants.
So this hire for him on defense with Aranda going to Baylor is – and by the way, that's a good hire for Baylor.
Yeah.
Young, talented on defense in the Big 12. I mean, look at what Patterson and TCU have been able to do over the years. They've been relevant and nationally relevant at times because of how good they've been on defense in the Big 12. I think that's a smart move, but – This is a huge hire for him. I don't think the Joe Brady law. I mean, losing Joe Brady, is it better than keeping Joe Brady? Of course not. You know, but is it death to the LSU offense? I don't think so. I think that Steve Ensminger, who called the plays all year long, you know, yeah, you lose Brady sitting there saying, "Ooh, this would be a good time for this." The backside safety's doing that, but you can get another set of eyes and tell him what to look for. And Ensminger called the plays all year long. So I think they have a lot of obstacles offensively to replace all those, you know, two offensive linemen, a running back, a tight end, an all-world receiver. But they return so much on both sides of the ball. I mean, these guys, this is the best college football team that I've ever seen. This LSU team from 2019 that just won the Natty is the best college football team that I've seen.
And the numbers that we've been through a couple times – stack that up. I mean, with what you're looking at, margin of victory, the number of top 10 teams that they defeated,
seven
teams that were ranked in the top 10 at the time they played them along the way.
And we went through that. I mean, you had the Pete Carroll heydays at USC in a three-year period where they won two national championships. They only played six top 10 teams in 3 years combined.
Yeah.
To LSU, seven in 1 year. I mean, what they had to win against and what they had, I mean, constantly, especially with the playoff, I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It was absolutely incredible. So I think that they have plenty returning. And they return some crucial pieces, too. They return a lot of linemen.
Yeah.
They return a lot of defensive linemen and defensive players. They return their best corner, and they use Delpit and the other guy, so different, number three. I need to learn his name so I don't just keep saying number three. But number three from LSU, strong safety, big guy. He's gonna be back. So that's huge for them.
Yeah, it's a.
I mean, they're thinking, and then Stingley's the best corner. He's the best corner.
Jacoby Stevens is who you're looking at. Yeah. He already announced he's coming back for next year.
So you got by getting Stevens to come back and getting Stingley to come back and Jamar Chase, who's the Biletnikoff Award winner as a sophomore, you know, that's Jerry Jeudy territory. I mean, you're talking about a first-round draft pick there. They have three other receivers on their team that are just that are ridiculous. Number six, Terrence Marshall Jr.
Yeah, he's a sophomore.
He's just a sophomore, man. And he made some of the best catches that they had.
Yeah,
I mean they return plenty. With I know they're losing a bunch, so you'd think they're not. They're going to reload, and they have enough coming back. They'll be competitive with anyone in the country next year again.
Yeah,
you'll never reproduce what you did this year, though.
No, this was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of season.
Yeah, this season it will not happen again. But you said it best when Rick Barnes was making a run there with Admiral and Grant and the guys we had and how much fun they were to watch, to just enjoy it.
You'll have some other fun seasons that come along. You may have seasons that are more successful. LSU won't because they won a national championship.
Like next year on the basketball team is very promising.
But when you're having fun with the season, appreciate it and don't nitpick it.
Yeah, agreed.
Now, we can nitpick some things from this basketball team. We'll tell you what's going to happen with them against Vanderbilt tomorrow as we get into the basketball and weekend preview next. It's broadcast live here from Rusty Wallace, Kia of Knoxville. We're here on Callahan Drive on FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.
We're back. It's the EA Show on The Sports Animal. Brian Rice, myself, Eric Ainge, live here for about 20, 30 more minutes here from Rusty Wallace, Kia of Knoxville. And then we'll catch up with the people from Sports 180, Josh and Heather. Who's doing the show with Heather today? Do we know?
I don't.
Joel Kaner. Kaner and Heather got the noon to three slot today, but
Josh hopefully will be back very soon.
There's a lot going on this weekend. A lot of fun stuff. We mentioned it, the watch party for the Titans game coming up, and then as well as the Tennessee basketball game.
Yeah, Tennessee will go on the road and face Vanderbilt tomorrow night. You can see that game on the SEC Network. Of course, you can hear it right here on the Sports Animal. Tip-off is at 6. Our coverage will begin at 5:30 with the Big Orange Tip-Off Show with Bob Burt and our very own John Wilkerson. Last time out, of course, Tennessee fell 80-63 to Georgia on Wednesday night. Now you need a bounce back. A win would be number 99 for Rick Barnes here at Tennessee. And the Vols have won 4 straight currently against Vanderbilt. The Commodores have struggled. They lost Arkansas 75-55 Wednesday night in Fayetteville. They are winless in conference play thus far this year. They are winless last year in conference play as well. So they're looking for their first SEC win since 2018. Not ideally what you want if you're Vanderbilt. Jerry Stackhouse's tenure has started a little more slowly than Penny Hardaway, for example, that you mentioned earlier, did in Memphis. But this is a game that Tennessee should win. This is a game Tennessee desperately needs to win because of the situation they're in. Vanderbilt's 0-3 in the SEC, 8-8 overall this year. And this in-state rivalry has been very important. Playing in Memorial Gym's always a challenge. This is a great road test for Tennessee going in this week. And a fun stat tomorrow night on the broadcast will be Kevin Fitzgerald and Dane Bradshaw. Tennessee all-time is 13-3 when Dane Bradshaw is on the call.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I like that.
See, I haven't done all the ones for basketball because that was a lot of work, but I can tell you Tennessee's record with just about every football play-by-play and color analyst, but ball's a little different. Eves Pons has blocked at least one shot in every game this season, is second in the SEC and 25th in the country at 2.6 blocks per game. In league play, he's even better, 3.3 block shots per game against SEC opponents. Tennessee second in the SEC, 19th in the country in scoring defense. They are allowing opponents to score just 60.6 points per game. That defense went away a little bit in the latter part of the first half Wednesday night. If they can refocus on that, they will have a very good chance to finish the drill against the Commodores on Saturday night in Nashville. Of course, it'll be the second game eligible for Juris Plavsic, and looking for continued improvement from Santiago Vescovi, who Still has to clean up a little bit of the turnovers. They want to get him playing more consistent so he can go back to being as aggressive as he wants to be. He can be a very quick, very aggressive player. They tried to dial that back a little bit to get the turnovers under control. But once he's going full speed, this should be a lot of fun.
Well, I think, too, when you look at Viscovi, he's a great catch-and-shoot guy. So if you can get anyone else available to drive, penetrate, and kick to him, now they're probably not going to leave him a ton, but the more that Bowden and Fulkerson and everybody attacks the basket, when Euro starts getting a bunch of offensive putbacks, then it's going to, the defense is naturally going to collapse more and protect the paint. We need to start winning the points in the paint battle. Even if it's just because on defense we're so good and maybe Euros and Ponce block some shots, you know, make it hard on them. We give up way, way, way too many uncontested layups, though.
Yeah, that has to change.
You can't win in any conference. You can't win in any basketball game if you're giving up layups or dunks. You know, that goes for every level. You got to make them make the tough shots. Now, we have some guys that can, but we need to it starts inside. It's like the run game sets up the pass game as opposed to us trying to have the pass game set up the run game. You know, 0 for 10 from Bowden and Pons from the three-point line. We can't live like that.
Going away from hoops for a second, mentioned De'Aaron King, the transfer quarterback from Houston, was thought to be a lock to Oklahoma. Well, he's going to visit Maryland this weekend, also scheduled to visit Miami before making a decision.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently Oklahoma not going to be the landing spot for him because he is actively taking these visits.
I'm telling you, that dual threat kid that they have on their team,
yeah,
we'll have to watch high school film to really learn about what he is. But I'm pretty sure he's incredibly dynamic, and yeah, he's been there.
Tennessee will see him in week two next year.
He's a tough tackle.
Got to get going on that one. At what point in the offseason do we start panicking about the Oklahoma game in week two?
I'm never gonna panic.
I'm not talking necessarily about you, but the Royal We.
Well, I would say when you get to August.
Oh, I think it'll be more like June.
When you get to August, then you're facing them next month.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing with our football team this year. We cannot start slow. Because starting slow, even if you don't start slow, you still, even if you come out of the gate looking like you did when you were winning games even better than when we were playing this year, you still could be 2-2 regardless. Now you could be above average and also be 2-2. I mean, you can't knock Pruitt if in his third year he's not ready to beat two different top 10, legitimate top 10 teams in September. Now, I think he could surprise one of them. And I thought we would have been way more even against Florida if we'd have played him at the end of the year, this year. So I would imagine, like, we should not, and we get him at home, we should not be out of that game ever. That should be a good football game, both sides, for the entire game. And Oklahoma's, you know, that's the one that you never know, because you don't really know how good they are. I don't know who they play before us, but it's probably no one good.
It'll be a tune-up game.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So how much do you really know about a team before they play? And how much have you shown? You know, that's the other thing. I mean, you're going to run your base stuff. And I like Pruitt. I like his philosophy. He thinks in those gimme games. Well, obviously, the team has to be prepared and mentally ready to play a football game.
We know that now.
Yeah. Should have known it beforehand. But I like that he still runs their base stuff, and he puts things on film that they're going to actually do.
Yeah.
You know, Butch used to try to, like, hide stuff, like paranoid. But then the first time you run these plays is against a really good football team, and guess what? There are lessons to be learned on those plays. It'd be nicer to learn them against bad teams and then execute them against the good teams, because it comes down to execution. If you can execute, it doesn't matter who you're playing.
The LSU football team is visiting the White House today to be honored for their national championship. President Trump speaking on LSU coach Ed Orgeron, quote, "He's all man. He's a big, strong-looking guy. If I was casting a movie, that's my football coach. There's nobody in Hollywood that could play the role better than this guy, unquote.
There are people that could speak more coherently.
But Ed Orgeron was good. He played a football coach in a movie. He played himself. That helps. But
he also was really good and captivating during their post-game stuff, too.
Yeah.
You can tell he just loves. I was talking with my friends Chris and Steve from First Bank the other day.
Yeah.
And I compared Ed Orgeron to Philip Fulmer because both of the guys would give more for their universities to have continued success. Like, Ed Orgeron is an LSU guy,
yeah.
Period. It, Philip Fulmer is a Tennessee guy.
Yeah.
And has had numerous opportunities to prove that, and he always does.
President Trump later added that he doesn't believe Ed Orgeron cries, but we saw him cry, so.
He teared up.
Missed that one, yeah.
He teared up. I don't know how you'd, I mean, Joe Burrow.
He won a championship.
During the Heisman speech.
Joe Burrow's Heisman speech was a good.
My wife cried during the Joe Burrow Heisman speech.
They raised almost $500,000 for the food bank in his hometown in Ohio. After that
speech.
I love
that Joe Burrow's awesome. Not afraid to say anything about anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't like Skyline Chili. He
exactly
said
on that.
That money that OBJ gave me was real.
Why lie?
I like his approach. That is my standard for the job that I do. If you don't want to get put on blast, then don't do something dumb.
I'm not smart enough to remember lies, so I might as well tell the truth, or otherwise I'm going to look stupid.
But yeah, and we'd get fired. We'd have to do a lot to get fired by Jarnagin. Like,
probably.
Like, we'd have to do a lot. Like, Jarnagin loves everybody that he has picked to be here on the Sports Animal. However, if you're caught lying intentionally.
Yeah, that's not.
For him, anyway, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
You got to believe it when you say it. Your opinion can change, right? Your opinion can change, but you got to believe it when you say it.
We'll go back, find out what we learned today, and check in with Sports 180 next as we continue broadcasting.
You know, Jeff Jarnagin, best boss ever. Not allowed to lie. There you go.
That's right. We're not allowed to lie because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
We're here at Rusty Ball's Key of Knoxville.
Ken Salyer, even better.
On FM 99.1, the Sports Animal.
So check this out. It's time for us to find out what we learned today, thanks to Regenerative Complete. Starting right now, you can go to regencomplete.com.
Like literally right now, this second is where it starts.
Yes. We've already, today through the weekend, Monday and Tuesday of next week, you can go online to regencomplete.com and book your appointment for either the Eric Ainge ED special, the Wave Eric Ainge Wave special, or the Eric Ainge testosterone special. Starting on Wednesday of next week, the 22nd, we're going to be there at 9. Mm-hmm. Starting at 8 a.m., they're taking appointments all day long. You can book your appointment for the 22nd all day long, and it's going to be a free testo test. Free test.
Free?
Straight up. Yeah, free labs.
Wow.
They check your level for free. It's the first time it's ever been done in Knoxville. You find out what your number is for free while supplies last. Again, you can call and schedule an appointment, or you can just show up on Wednesday the 22nd. Or you can go online to regencomplete.com and book your appointment right now, and then they'll call you with the results. You'll be there for 10 or 15 minutes. Quick blood work, draw the blood, you're out the door. Ridiculous. Right now, regencomplete.com.
I learned that LSU went to the White House today to celebrate their national championship.
I learned that even LSU fans were annoyed by OBJ.
Yeah.
You know what
everybody
I'm
should be.
I talked myself into the Titans. Went in the AFC Championship game.
I won't go that far. I won't be surprised if they do, but I can't pick them. Because I think Kansas City is one of the better teams that I think we've ever seen. We'll see.
They've had troubles against the run on defense.
They have. Better since
and
week 11.
And this is about the best running team that's ever been. They better get Derrick Henry in the backfield. That's all I'm saying.
It's true. Heather Harrington joins us. The Sports 180 is coming up next. Is there a more annoying person right now than Odell Beckham, Heather?
Well, it depends on how closely you're following what's going on in Major League Baseball. There's a few annoying characters there.
Also true.
Yeah, but yeah, Odell Beckham, he's just such a weird enigma at this point. Like, is he just doing all this for attention? Is he truly oblivious to his behavior? It's quite odd. It's definitely odd.
It was a situation where everybody was in the wrong, because as several media members that were in the locker room pointed out, the security guard that he's accused of slapping the butt of was also the security guard that was threatening to arrest LSU players for smoking cigars. One right doesn't undo the wrong, or one wrong doesn't.
Security guards are not supposed to be inside the locker room.
Stand at the door. Stand at the door. Make sure you got the right credential to come in. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, I was confused by that, too. I was wondering. I don't know. I thought that was very odd. But I think the bottom line, that and the fact that I also read that they went for the first time they tried to get a warrant issued and it was denied by the judge, it was for sexual battery for slapping him on the butt. And I was like, really?
Yeah,
that seems a tad over the top.
The only time it's acceptable as a grown man to slap another grown man's butt is in sports, and you still have to say something. You can't just smack him on the butt. You got to yell,
good game,
attaboy, you know, go get him.
Well, I've seen you do that to Brian after the show is over, right?
I've good gamed about everybody at the station, male, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sometimes we have a really good
female
show.
Doing it to a female is not. There's no funny. There's nothing funny about that.
No. Yeah, I would that's never. Not I would never go over well.
I would never do that. Nor have I ever done that. But I would absolutely, and have been guilty of it. Good game and different people. How about Jay Leifert? Good game, son.
Yeah,
you throw son in there. Then if you throw son in there, then you can say anything.
Jay did not sound happy with that, so he said pressing
charges.
It's like
was that sexual battery?
It's like you can't actually say with all due respect, and then say whatever you want. Well, but I said with all due respect, Heather. How about this? You're from Texas, so this stat.
Okay.
Of course, Patrick Mahomes went to Texas Tech. Ryan Tannehill went to Texas A&M. One is guaranteed to advance to the Super Bowl. No starting quarterback in Super Bowl history has ever finished their college career at a Texas university.
Really?
Yeah. How about that?
But I thought Sam Ellinger said that they were back.
Apparently not. I could not believe that stat, but Ed Warder of ESPN put that out yesterday. No starting quarterback in Super Bowl history finished his college career at a Texas university. Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
Pretty wild, especially with how many really good quarterbacks that have been there.
Yeah. And that's Texas A&M, TCU. I mean, I can't believe Andy Dalton never got the
we'll
Bengals
see
there.
Yeah, we'll see if Joe Burrow can do better.
Yeah. Well,
good luck.
Then today, Heather, and I'm going to make us all feel old.
Didn't Carson Palmer have some success with the Bengals for a little bit there, for a few couple?
Yeah, they tore up his knee, right?
Yeah, they were the top seed, I think, in the playoffs the year that he tore his knee up in the first playoff game.
Just get Ocho Cinco back.
Let me tell you this, Brian. I don't think you can make me feel older than watching the video of LSU players trying to guess things from the 90s that ESPN put out earlier this week. Oh. That was pretty bad, but give it a go.
You remember Andrew Jones, the outfielder for the Braves, youngest player to hit a home run in the World Series history? His son
hit a dinger in his very first at bat. I remember watching that live.
His son, Drew, is the top baseball prospect in the class of 2022.
Oh, wow.
As committed to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, like Randy Moss being front and center on the ESPN broadcast Monday night with his son, the tight end, Thaddeus Moss. That made me feel old, because I was like, wow. I used to watch Randy play football. Now I'm watching his son play football.
And his son is like a big, beefy version of Randy Moss. Like,
yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, they look exactly the same. And good on Randy, because the mother of his child must be, you know, pretty good size. Because you see all these NBA players with the very petite women, and then they wonder why their kids aren't, you know, 6'8".
Oh no, I can tell you from the inside the locker room perspective in both college and professional athletics, there's a lot of athletes that absolutely, when picking a spouse and or girlfriend that you love, and we'll see what happens, sometimes just girlfriend, but then you hope that that's not you're not procreating there. But that's neither here nor there. I did play with Antonio Cromartie, who had 11. I think
did not remember the names of all of his kids.
Couldn't even remember. Spelled the daughter they had in Jersey. It was J-E-R-Z. Maybe Z-I-E.
Oh, dear.
How terrible is that? That kid's going to be named that their entire life.
This piece of breaking news, guys, and then I'll let you tell us about what's coming up on Sports 180. Georgia is hiring Todd Monken as offensive coordinator.
I saw that a little bit ago from
James
Cleveland.
Coley.
Yeah,
James Coley apparently going, I don't know if he's leaving the staff or if he's just being pushed aside. But
yeah, right now they said he is going
but
to
Georgia
be reassigned.
Fans but Georgia fans were glad we took Chaney, right?
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah. Couldn't wait to get rid of Jim Chaney for James Coley.
I think that is the classic spin of, oh, we're going to pretend like it doesn't bother us. They knew that losing Jim Chaney, a seasoned play caller, to a guy that was not seasoned, was a great recruiter. But how many of those have has Tennessee churned through where it's great recruiting, not very good play calling? I mean, we know the other side of that coin. So I think this is a good move for Georgia moving forward.
Absolutely. Heather, what do you guys have coming up on Sports 180?
Well, Eric Kane is going to join Joel and I today. So we're going to be talking everything Titans, everything championship weekend here in the NFL playoffs. We've got some Vols hoops talk. Will Shelton, game day on Rocky Top, will join us at 1:30. We'll see if Tennessee can shoot their way out of this slump that they're in and hopefully play some better defense. But yeah, we're going to be locked and loaded all day long. So stay tuned.
Heather, we appreciate it. We'll be listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate everybody, of course, here at Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville for having us out here. Again, they're going to make your payments for the next year until 2021 if you come buy a new Kia here at Rusty Wallace Kia. And, of course, it comes with a 200,000-mile warranty. And it's not just one or two. It's all of their best models out on the lot right now, Rusty Wallace Kia of Knoxville. Joel, thanks back at the studio.
Don't forget the watch party at main event on Sunday. Starts at 2:30 for the 3 o'clock Titans game.
Jay, thank you. Joe, thank you.
Good game, Jay.
Thank you. We'll see you Monday.
Good game, Brian Rice.
We'll be here on the holiday on Monday, so be sure you're listening to us as we wrap up everything that happened in the weekend of sports on 99.1, the Sports Animal.